This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this now Thursday morning. Well, it ain't opening day. Got to wait the extra 24 hours. It's a bummer. Now we'll survive. And like some teams will try to do in the tournament tonight, survive in advance. We'll get there. We'll get to tomorrow. Look, we'll talk a lot about the Phils today, all the topics. The Eagles, the Sixers last night with a
brutal
loss.
And there is baseball today. I mean, it's opening day for other teams today.
That actually is true. It actually... But I amend everything I said. It is. It is, in fact, opening day, just not here in Philadelphia. All right, so we got a lot to do. Started baseball, obviously the Phils tomorrow. NFL draft now 4 weeks away to the day. So we will really, really, really be cranking up draft coverage, probably starting next week. Really hardcore. We got a lot to do. Sixers with a heartbreaker last night. Some Embiid news, all of it with you. That was brutal.
Disgusting. It was feeling.
That was awful. All right, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Joe.
Hello there, bud.
Your veins could stretch 60,000 miles.
It's amazing.
It's farther than, it's twice what it takes to circumnavigate the globe. 60,000 miles, your veins.
Sort of thin veins.
Capillaries.
Stretch. They could stretch, I think is the point, too.
Stretch the
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, they can't be thick. I mean.
The capillaries transport blood between the arteries and the veins. That's what makes up 80%. Of the length of the 60,000 miles, your capillaries are what really do the heavy lifting.
Well,
on
I am both surprised and impressed with that fact. I'm also obviously disappointed it's not the Phils' first game today, but that's okay. Look, we'll get to tomorrow.
You're not disappointed that you lost?
Well, we'll get to
yesterday.
That as well. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm a little
bummed. I lost.
Yeah, I get it. We'll get to that. All right, so thanks to everyone that came out yesterday, Full Court Frenzy. We'll have some fun with that today. You know, so it's one more day to talk Phillies before the day they start, or before they start tomorrow. You know, let's kind of get into it this way here. There's a lot to be really enthused about, and there is some things to be concerned about. Now, let me be very clear. The enthused category, John, is like way more than the concerned category. But obviously, you know, this group hasn't yet won a World Series. Any number of things could trip them up on their way to trying to accomplish that goal. They will very likely make the playoffs. I mean, I think it's, you know, I don't want to call it a guarantee because that'd be stupid. But it's, I mean, it's got to be somewhere between 90 and 95% as a baseball postseason team. So today to just sort of foster one more day of let's get into it here before today they really, tomorrow they crank it up. I'll ask you this very simple question. What has you really enthused about this club and what has you concerned? And I'll say this, it might not be a regular season concern. I mean, honestly, I'm at the point with the Phillies where, you know, when I think about what concerns me, it's what could zap them in the postseason. Because I don't think anything's going to zap them in the regular season. But, John, first crack at it, and everyone today at 215-592-9494. John, let's start enthused. What has you particularly enthused about this Phillies team?
I'm thrilled that Ranger has been there. And everyone talks about it. Everyone at spring training brought up the fact Ranger – 2024, it's different. You know, this is a breakout year for Ranger. Ranger, he's around this year. It's great to see him doing so much work. I love that. I love what Ranger's going to do, and I have so much confidence in him. I love Whit Merrifield's versatility. I love that he can fill cracks all over the place. I think it's amazing that we now have a guy who's played seven positions in Major League Baseball, You know, we want him mostly to play second and left field, but hey, we got more versatility than we've had in a long time, and he's a really good player. But most of all, I love the way I felt when we were down there at spring training, when I looked at these players, when I looked at Kyle Schwarber, and saw the belief, the attitude, the desire, the ticked offedness.
I agree with you.
Yep. Inside these guys, including the big boppers, and these players, they just can't wait to get out there and make things right. You know, to they believe they're the best team in the world, and they're going to go out there and prove it. I believe in them too, and it's just a we know it's a marathon, but their jaws are set. I think this is a 100-win team, and it's just been extenuating circumstances, slow starts the last couple of years that have prevented that. This is a year they all know that they need to start quickly. They're going to have triple-digit wins when it's all said.
Look, I love their mindset. I agree with you, John. It was very evident when we were down there. And just everything we've heard, even when we're up here, we hear different interviews, you know, different clips of sound bites of players and coaches speaking. Look, there's a lot to be enthused about. And again, we'll ask you at 215-592-9494. What's top of mind for you in that category? Here's where I'm at on that side. Now, beyond the obvious that they could win the World Series, and that's the ultimate goal, and obviously that's the thing to be most – I mean, they really could. The Phillies could win the World Series. But let me bring it down a notch. You know, John, you mentioned the word marathon, and it's ironic you said that because that's the wheelhouse of I think, where I am right now as far as what I'm most enthused about. I'm actually really enthused about the marathon of the regular season and what it represents this year for the Phillies and for us as fans. Now, here's what I mean by that. We all know the baseball regular season is a long journey. And more than the other sports, it stands largely by itself. We'll see how long the Flyers and Sixers can last. We know, obviously, the Eagles don't really play till close to mid-September. You get August preseason games, but, you know, it's you got to wait a long time. And the Phillies carry the bulk of the action for a long time for all of us as Philadelphia sports fans. And there's two things that I know to be facts. One, the Phillies really could beat the Braves to win the division. They really could.
Mm-hmm.
They really, really could.
It's not impossible.
It's not.
There are people who act like it's impossible.
I know.
Because it hasn't happened the last couple of years.
I know.
And it's been pretty decisive the other way.
It has been. I tend to think that the Braves will win this thing, but I am eyes wide open. I am eyes wide open that the Phillies could. I mean,
good.
There's no doubt they could. Here's the other fact, at least as I interpret it. I guess technically it's not a fact. It's an opinion based on what I've heard and observed. But I believe it to be true. I think the Phillies are going to push really hard. I think they're going to push really hard to try to win the division. Meaning, like, to me, the dog days, and you have some dog days. The players have dog days. Let's be real. All of us as fans have dog days. It's another game in June. It's another game in July. Sixers and Flyers will probably be done by a month or two by that point, whatever date we're talking here. Just another game. Phillies and the Twins. All right. Like, I actually think on one hand, you can say the Phillies might not prioritize the division that much because they've proven you don't have to win the division to beat the Braves in the postseason. And that's true. But they're not dumb. They know that they don't want to play with the fire of that opening round where you can lose in 2 days and have your season over. And we heard that when we talked. Like, we talked to Rob Thompson in spring training, you know, a week or two ago. And he was very clear, that he wants them to win the division because, and he literally used the phrase, you're playing with fire. Well, maybe it was Dombrowski, it was one or the other. You're playing with fire if you don't. So I like that mentality and mindset. The talent obviously is there to compete. So my sense of what I'm very enthusiastic about is a fantastic Phillies team that's going to push hard and give us something really cool. And frankly, let's be real, pretty damn rare in our lives, an incredibly compelling regular season where the Phillies go for it in the regular season and then they'll go for it again in the postseason. To me, that sort of let's strive for greatness, I think will make it a really fun regular season. I want a battle. Look, the Braves aren't going to win 87 games. 85 games, 82 games. If the Phils are going to win the division, you know, you're going to have to really crank it up the whole way. And I think they will for a very compelling regular season.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right. 215-592-9494. John, what has you concerned?
Slow start. That's the biggest concern, and I believe they have identified that as the thing that they know that they can affect. They know that they can right that ship to some degree, and they are addressing it. They think this year can be different. I agree. I think that's going to make a huge difference in the bottom line, the number of wins when it's all said and done. Taiwan Walker, that's a concern. What's the deal, man? Really? I thought it was messed up. I thought Bryce was being a jerk when he slighted you a while back by, you know, saying, hey, that, you know, other guys out there for fourth and fifth starters. Now, I wholeheartedly believe that you needed slighted. You need to get some edge, get some readiness, get some accountability to your teammates. I'm having a hard time trusting our fourth starter. And, if I had my druthers, we'd just be calling him the fifth starter already. Sanchez should already be our four, and maybe we need to find other alternatives. I don't know. That's a concern.
The Jordan Montgomery thing must bug even more in
totally.
Light of that.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. So, big concern there. But, hey, for the first portion of the season, four pitchers, I think we'll be able to make do. Rojas. Yes, that's a concern, too. I wish that we could make all that athleticism apply to his eyeballs, too.
Right.
Like, make your eyeballs super athletic so they can pick up that spin.
Right.
And then I think we all find him really rootable, and it's just so rewarding to watch a guy. Like, I think back to Bryson Stott. We got to watch Bryson Stott work out the kinks early on, he struggled, but then when he figured it
out, he
figured it out, and it really was, you could see, visibly, markedly see the improvement.
Yep, I agree.
And that was really cool.
I agree, and there's no doubt. I
mean,
when he really, I mean that first month or month and a half, whatever it was, his first year, like he was a disaster, and to see the evolution of him, and to know that, you know, this will now be, I think, what, James, year three for Bryson Stott?
Year three.
So, I mean, this could be his biggest
Can
jump
Can you imagine
yet?
If he makes another leap he took last year?
Totally.
And I've seen this guy work. I like the chances that he'll take another leap.
Here's the deal. Again, we want to hear from you, 215-592-9494. What has you really enthusiastic about this campaign? Which, obviously, is going to be a long list of things. But also, what has you concerned? I'm going to give you two answers on the concern side. One is... And I kind of brace myself for this as a fan. Maybe others don't think in these terms. I do. I just know that no matter how great they are in the regular season, whether they finish first in the division or second, they could face a very quick postseason exit. I just know that. And I'll say this. If it happens, whether it's in the first thing in a best of three or in the second round in a best of five, it doesn't really necessarily mean the Phillies have gone backwards as an organization. They just happen to lose a freaking best of three. Like, that happens. You can lose a best of five. So I temper – it's a strange dynamic. I temper my enthusiasm with the reality that I know you can get a lot of cold water splashed in your face really fast in this sport. The other thing I'll say that really speaks to that, the thing that really concerns me within that, is this team does have a group of players with their bats that could go cold fast. And could go cold hard. And I think the players that most, you know, and I'm talking postseason here, guys. Like, this isn't going to zap them in the regular season. Might not win the division, but, like, they're going to make the playoffs. But when I think in terms of the postseason, I think in terms of the two guys in particular to me that really stand out for going cold fast and going cold hard are Castellanos and Schwarber. I mean, when they go cold, they're in Antarctica. And if that happens in October, you got a problem. So, you know, and I don't think there's really much changing of that. I don't think this is a situation. Like, the players they have, they are what they are. Some of these guys are not put the bat on the ball kind of players. They're mashers. And I don't believe the Phillies can change their DNA. They can attempt, take an extra pitch, try to lay off the pitch low and outside. All that good stuff the hitting coach, of course, will work on these guys with. Shorten your swing, Kyle Schwarber. Good luck with that. Like, the reality is they are what they are. And they're going to hit a lot of home runs, and they're going to score a lot of runs. They're going to win a lot of games. But they also have a style that can go cold, hardcore. And that could zap them fast in the postseason. To me, that is probably my main concern within the construct of this team as it relates to are they or are they not going to win the World Series. Look, we'll talk to you here today at 215-592-9494. All the parts. The pitching staff with the starting rotation. As John pointed out, not getting Montgomery. Relying on Taiwan, who right now is obviously shaky. The bullpen. Closer situation, unknown. We'll find out soon. Sounds like, you know, they'll kind of figure it out as they go. Obviously, it's a good bullpen. But on the back end, who is it? The bats. Mostly the same type of team as they had in recent years, which we know can go hot and cold. Now, look, you should get a full season of Bryce Harper, barring a major injury. He could be the MVP for the third time in his career. Stock could take a major leap. Trey Turner could be, you know, MVP-type Trey Turner the whole season instead of for 2 months. There's a lot on both sides of the ledger. There's a lot more to be enthusiastic about than not. We'll ask you where you stand one more day before the Phillies opening day. Your phone calls all through the show. 215-592-9494. We'll get into that disastrous and ridiculous Sixers loss up ahead. We'll rock your calls on all these topics. Plus, what was said after the game last night. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.